This is People Every Day. Coming up, all the sweet and surprising details of Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's wedding over the 4th of July weekend. Plus, the latest news out of the Britney Spears conservatorship debacle. And Jennifer Lopez breaks her silence, kind of, on Life with Ben Affleck. It's July 6th. Hi, everyone. This is People Every Day. I'm your host, Janine Rubenstein, and it is Tuesday, a Tuesday that kind of feels like a Monday for a lot of us, thanks to that long holiday weekend we're coming off of. That said, there's a lot to catch up on out there, so we're just going to get into it. For today's show, we are bringing you up to speed and breaking down the biggest headlines that caught my eye, and they all happen to be music-related. So joining me is People's senior West Coast entertainment editor and music news expert, Melody Chu. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Janine.
I feel bad for saying that because it was not a long weekend for you, really. You had a lot of work to do.
It was so busy and it covered a whole variety of things.
Right. So let's start with the biggest news. I mean, congrats are in order to the music team at People because finally we have the news we have been waiting for years. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are married.
Yes, and we're so happy for them. You used to have to cover all their ups and downs through the years, and we've seen their heartbreak and then their love story, and it's so nice to see them both get their happy ending now.
So, okay, take us into the news. It happened on Saturday, July 3rd. Give us just the logistics. Where, when?
You know, it wasn't a surprise that it was in Oklahoma, where he has a couple different properties.
Tishomingo. I love saying
Tishomingo.
That.
So much fun to say. Yeah, and it's a small town. I think it's 2,000 people, and they adore Blake and Gwen there. They are the king and queen of Tishomingo. He has a sprawling ranch, and he built this chapel for her specifically so they could get married.
My
you know a guy's into you when he does that.
Yeah.
And I think he actually started building it before he even proposed. So, you know, like our sources said, they've treated each other as husband and wife, life partners for a very long time. And this was very much a formality for both their families who just, you know, adore this relationship and wanted to see this happen. But yeah, and it was very small, around 40 guests, mostly family, and okay. Carson Daly officiated, which is really fun. He's known them both for a very long time.
Nice. Okay, so who wasn't there that people would be expecting?
You know, if it was a typical Hollywood celebrity wedding, I think we would have seen Pharrell and Miley and all these people. Our sources said, you know, it's all good there. There's no hard feelings. It's just that,
yeah.
You've had a wedding. If you invite one person, you end up having to invite the whole office, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sort of one of those things where they really wanted to keep it about their family.
It's on trend to all the stars these yeah. pandemic days have been kind of sneaking away, doing their own thing and just focusing in on family. Okay, what everyone's waiting for, the dresses, let me say. We got our Vera Wang moment. So describe that one for me, what Gwen wore down the aisle. And then there was a switcheroo for the reception.
It was so Gwen. She wore white, which she is very traditional, and that's one of the things that she has in common with Blake. They're very traditional. But it was tulle and high-low and plunging neckline, and she had this chapel-length veil, and the veil was really special because she had their names on it, and then the names of her three sons.
Yes, it was so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So again, it was very family oriented. She wanted to make sure that her kids were part of it. She kept her makeup really simple, but with the bold red lip that we all know Gwen loves to rock, you know, whether she's like, you know, just doing errands around the house or on her wedding day. And then for reception, she changed into another Vera Wang creation. But this one was very rock star, like mini dress,
oh, yeah.
embroidery. And this one also had, I believe, three birds who represent her sons, and then two adult birds or whatever they're called to represent her and Blake.
But the boots.
The boots. I was just going to get to that. I mean, she is country glam. She's like, I'm going to fit in Tisha Mingo with these cowboy boots, but I'm going to make them mine. And they're like 6-inch stiletto heels.
Lord.
And the bottom had her and Blake's initials monogram with Swarovski crystals, as you do.
Oh, I just love that there are all the details there. I do have to say, and I hope it's not off color to bring it up, she had one of my favorite wedding dresses of all time way back when, with the Gavin Rossdale wedding with the pink. Remember that? It was like white and like faded into the pink. But this was just so beautiful too. And then when she came out with that mini dress, oh my God.
And then of course, then you have Blake, who just wore jeans.
That part. Okay. So let's get into him doing what we know him to do, which is the jeans, but also like tuxedo.
Yeah. He found a tux jacket and a vest and I think it was a white bow tie. But you know, I, at first, I was like, you know, maybe he changed into the reception jeans. But then I zoomed in and saw that he wore the jeans for the ceremony.
Nope.
Which, yeah, like, I just, you know, that's him. And that's what she loves about him, too, that he's just this down-to-earth, great, relaxed, low-key guy and gives her the shine. And that's what our sources said. He wanted to make sure this day was perfect for her and everything that she wanted. And that's what makes him happiest, is to see her happy.
It makes so much sense. I mean, he has talked about that to you specifically. Specifically, just about how much he adores her and how he's surprised that, you know, she fell for him.
This instant bond that we created, unspoken, and it's still there, of like this unified front of, you know what, I know how you feel right now, and I've got your back on this.
That big old heart and that sense of humor and just such a, you know, he doesn't even like take himself seriously, and he's just so such an incredible person.
They've never stopped saying how lucky they are to have found each other, especially in such a difficult time for both of them. I mean, they were going through the same thing, very public divorces, and they really just clung to each other and then it developed into this really full life, and he loves her kids and is a great, you know, stepdad. And I'm sure that helped make her fall very, very quickly to see how he was with her kids.
Yeah. Well, let's actually take a little trip down that timeline, because it was 2014 that they first met on The Voice. And I remember specifically Twitter thought this was a complete like ruse, that they were not really together. This was for a publicity stunt. Something was wrong because people just couldn't wrap their minds around them getting together. And then in 2015, they had their heartbreaks, and then they started dating in 2015 shortly after, and then spent lockdown together more recently at Shelton's Ranch with their kids. And for a lot of couples, we saw that was like a make or break.
Yeah, they loved it. And he told us, you know, we've been planting things in our garden. We've been riding around on tractors. And then they made two hit singles, too, more love songs. And it's really cool to see their trajectory from the first duet they released when they first started dating. It was very much like, I have a crush, but I'm still hurt. Do we want to date? All the way to now. And their latest song, I think, is Happy Anywhere. And it's about, you know, being happy with this one person anywhere in the world. And in this case, it was on Blake's ranch. So it's really cool to see how much they've grown as a couple.
We have a whole new country rock duo out of this relationship. I really appreciate all of it. So what do we know is next for them? I mean, they have completely blended their family, and he dotes on her kids so much. He talks about how they've just brought so much out of him that he didn't know was there as a father figure. But what's next? What's coming out? Is there honeymoon news? What's happening?
You know, they had a very, very small window to fit in this wedding. They mm-hmm. both have really packed schedules coming up. She's working on an album and new residency. He's going on tour in August, and he has The Voice. So yeah, they really had probably a couple weeks to fit this in. And so I'm sure they're itching for a little bit of a vacation celebration and whatnot, but it's right back to work for them. And then they go their separate ways for a bit, but we're hearing, you know, friends think they're so good together because there's just this trust there.
Yeah.
And they're so supportive of each other. And he's just in all of this rock star career that Gwen has, and is like, you know, he is not intimidated by that at all.
Next up, more on the latest top stories. Stay tuned.
on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Let's move on to Britney Spears, the story that just keeps on developing. There is news now that there are some really important people who are out of her life at this point. Both her lawyer and her manager now have said that they are stepping down. They will no longer be representing her. So, I mean, is this news a surprise to you, or did you feel like it was just more in line of what was going to come from her bombshell speech that she gave?
I think it was clear a lot of change was going to happen. We know she's not backing down there. She still wants a lot more independence and freedom. But also, you know, people are upset on all sides because they believe, you know, their side of the story, that they have had her best interests at heart, that, you know, reportedly Sam Ingham was shocked to hear in court and upset that she said she was never told she could petition to end her conservatorship. You know, Joni Montgomery, her personal conservator, and Jamie Spears, her father, who oversees her finances, they're just sort of squabbling over, you know, who's responsible for Britney being upset. And then meanwhile, amid all this, you had the independent financial firm who was co-conservator with Jamie for her estate, you know, step down. And then her manager, Larry Rudolph, leaving is a huge deal. He essentially discovered Britney, and they did, you know, have a bit of a break in 07, 08. That was around the time she was, you know, having her public breakdown. But then he came back and helped her rebuild her career. So that part, I think, is a bit shocking because they've been together so long.
Yeah. And so I saw Twitter kind of buzzing about these 911 calls. So what do we know about that development and how that's playing into all of this?
Yeah. So Ronan Farrow, he came out with a New Yorker piece. In it, a new piece of reporting is that right before the hearing, the night before, she had called reporting conservatorship abuse. So, it's clear that she's been very unhappy. It's just so complicated. I mean, so many players are involved here.
Yeah. So there's still no petition filed, right? So where are we at officially in the state of her conservatorship?
Like the judge said in court, it's really up to her next. I guess without a lawyer, it's a little harder to file for. Yeah, but, you know, we checked in with our legal sources this morning and they said, keep an eye on what happens next. If, you know, once Ingham officially steps down, will she choose her own lawyer or will the court assign her one? And if it's the latter, it sort of means things are status quo and the judge likely believes she needs to remain in it. If they let her choose her own lawyer, that's a big step because it shows they trust her to make a decision to find her own legal counsel, which most conservatives don't get to do. So we'll see what happens next. I think her lawyer stepping down may throw a wrench in things if she was planning to file, which we heard it wasn't happening just yet because she doesn't want to do the mental health evaluation.
So July 14th is another big date. So what can we expect there?
I think that's a day that all parties will be able to sort of present their evidence. You know, Jamie did file a legal document last week, I believe, saying he wants an investigation into all of Britney's claims to make sure there wasn't abuse. But also, I think it's a bit to show, you know, set the record straight, perhaps, and show evidence that he's been acting diligently and you know, there's no sketchiness going on. So, We'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah.
All the conservators want a chance to tell their side of the story. We didn't hear them speak during the, you know, very revelatory court hearing a couple weeks ago. And now this probably is their chance too.
All right. Well, we will be listening in for that. Huge news. But also happy news now to shift over to J-Lo, just another juggernaut in the music space. But all good things here, right? So she is out with some new music. She dropped the new song Cambia El Paso with Rao Alejandro on Monday.
Cambia el paso, cambia el paso, cambia el paso. All she wanna do is just
dance. But she spoke about why she's making this great new music and the great place that she's in, right? She talked to Apple Music. So what was your biggest takeaway from this? And it's in relation to, you know, her situation.
I know, without saying actually anyone's name, A-Rod or Ben, she just said she's in a really good place where she loves herself, she loves her life, she's happy. And I think this song was her way of sharing her own narrative. You know, she's been through a lot of change, and she said people who love her will say, are you okay? Like, how are you doing? You know, there's a lot going on. And this is her way of saying, I'm doing great. Look at my hot new music. I'm embracing the change. And sometimes you just got to do what's best for you.
I love it. And Cambia El Paso is translated to change the step. So a lot of changes that she's had going on. I love her line about saying, I'm good. I love my life right now. I love what I'm doing. I love where I'm at. I love the person that I am continually kind of evolving into and becoming, and that kind of joy, that kind of happiness, that kind of love always inspires me. So she's just in a good place in general, but we also know she's coming out of a good weekend too, right? So what can you tell us about what she and boyfriend Ben Affleck got into this long weekend?
Yeah, they've been busy. They were at Universal Studios with some of her kids, and I think it was one of his children. And then they flew to the Hamptons for the weekend. And there are sources say they're just really happy together, and they feel this is a serious relationship. And I think they're really giving this a good try to see if it can work.
Nice. And just one other thing she said that got me was that she's great on her own, which was, I will say, a little bit of a head scratcher for a second, because it seemed like rapid fire, right? Like from A-Rod into the arms of Ben Affleck. But what is the sense that we've gotten about how she is in terms of her understanding of herself at this stage in her life and her career?
You know, she really has grown a lot. And in terms of her career, too, it's changed. She's said herself she had ups and downs in terms of choosing projects and finding success. But in the last decade, I want to say, you've seen this huge resurgence, and she seems more confident than ever. And it seems like she's in a good place to be in a real relationship, even if it was fast. And our sources said she and Ben, they never lost that love for each other. There were no bad feelings. They always supported each other from afar. And now this is on their second chance at love, which is...
I know! I love this couple. Okay, so in a great place, but what do we know, lastly, about A-Rod? I mean, how is he doing these days? I know he has a home in the Hamptons as well, so I'm like hoping they didn't cross paths, because that would be awkward. But what do we know?
You know, I think he seems very, very focused on his kids right now and
yeah.
work. Seems like that's how he's getting through the breakup. There were all these rumors about him and Ben Affleck's ex, Lindsay Shookus. But it turns out they're, I think, friends, longtime friends. They were at a gathering, so it wasn't just, you know, a one-on-one or whatnot. But he's been posting a lot with his kids and spending time with his daughters. I don't know. I can't imagine what he's thinking about all this.
Good answer, because I can't either.
Yeah.
Oh, Mel, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was People's Melody Chu on the latest news surrounding Gwen and Blake, Britney, and J-Lo. For more on those big stories, head over to people.com. And now, something to make you smile. What do you get when you combine high-octane action and choreographed dancing? Well, Fast and the Furious, the musical, of course. Ever since Vin Diesel said he'd be down to do a musical of the franchise, creative wheels started turning, if you will. And one guy in particular nailed it. Listen.
Vroom, vroom. Tough luck. I'm better off driving a 40-ton truck. Just go. Bye, try.
That's Chris Matthews, who posted the hilarious video of his parody on TikTok. Hire this man, okay? Since F9 premiered at the box office this summer, it has already racked up over $500 million globally. So the fanfare is definitely there. We just need a cast and a script. All right, sending a quick happy birthday out to a Fast and Furious fan, my big sister Jonice. I love you. And I will talk to you all tomorrow.